Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A service organization founded in Boston is feeling a special sense of mourning over Mandela's death. 13 years after City Year's founding in 1988, Mandela was instrumental in opening the group's first international branch in South Africa. The new executive director of City Year South Africa, Daleen Van Buren, never met Mandela, but says he's always been a central figure in her life. Van Buren happens to be in Boston for work this week, so was here when Mandela died.
You know, just for a minute, the world stopped. We just lost a leader, but I actually just looked at his impact in my life, and I felt so sad that I wasn't there in South Africa, but more so proud and humble that I'm here, because I thought, could there be any better way to celebrate his legacy than talk about leadership, talk about more leaders in South Africa, in Boston? And he just passed away in South Africa.
Many people in Boston are familiar with City Year, which has locations all around the country, but yeah, only two overseas locations, London, and the first one was South Africa. How did that happen, that it was also located in South Africa?
Yeah, well, the beautiful story behind that also is linked to our President Nelson Mandela. President Bill Clinton and Nelson Mandela met at a conference and spoke about, you know, civil society and getting young people to serve. And President Bill Clinton at the time said, look, I have a great organization that I'm a champion of, and they're doing amazing work in my country. So a group of fellowship and staff of City of Boston came over, met with Nelson Mandela, and that is kind of how it was given birth to that. Mandela said, I need this in my country. Whatever I need to do to make this happen, I want youth serving. I want to see this vibrant network of youth service in my country. So Nelson Mandela's words gave birth to City of South Africa with a vision of seeing young people serve.
And Daleen, could I ask how old you are?
I'm 30 years old at the moment.
30 years old. So when Mandela was most in the news, when he was in prison and immediately after he got out of prison, that was sort of before your time. But you still feel like his impact on you has been large?
Yeah, and I think this is the beauty of the story, that I think I was about 7 years old when he was released from prison. And I remember watching it on TV, because all of us were watching it. And, you know, I knew that Mandela was released, and I didn't know what that offset in history, you know. And so growing
up... offset in history in what sense?
You know, looking back at where we are now and the freedom he fought for. So the first time I actually felt the impact of that was in 1996. I went to a high school called Furuntu, so it means forward in English. And I was one of the first black students in a completely white African school. It gave me the freedom that the sky was the limit for me. I could achieve anything I wanted to. I didn't have to face racism or have to give my life in order to have a free, you know, kind of sacrifice what Mandela did in jail and many others who died in the struggle. And so I was free. That's what I realized last night, how that freedom on that television that I, as a small child, didn't see, but how my life kind of transcended into that world of possibility.
It sounds like you think he had an extremely direct impact on your life.
Definitely. I think last night was the first time I actually reflected back on it and looked at my privilege that I'm able to travel the world to serve such a great cause, again, because of him. And so I felt like our spirits met throughout my journey of life, and his vision for our country and for mankind, all of us met him at some point.
How do you describe what he stood for?
I would describe him as a symbol of humanity and forgiveness. Because he forgave, I never had to hate or see hatred. You know, so that was something powerful about forgiving people and humanity of us being connected and wanting a better life. I think that's, for me, what he embodied.
Do you think City Year coming to South Africa changed South Africa in the way Mandela hoped it would?
I think definitely so. I think I'm one of the thousands of products of young people. We have more than 1,400 alumni that have graduated through City Year. And I can tell you that my life was never the same again meeting City Year. Learning to serve, learning leadership skills, learning to stand up for what's right. I think if every young person in the world, not just in South Africa, had that, we would pay the greatest tribute to Nelson Mandela. So there's no greater tribute to pay than putting on that red jacket for us with the flag on our side.
The
saying,
red City Year jacket.
Yeah, saying we're ready to serve our country and be leaders for that.
Daylene, thank you for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor.
Daylene van Buren is the executive director of City Year South Africa, which Nelson Mandela helped open.